Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast with the Empowerment Place Ministries. This is your host, Pastor Valerie Burrell, grateful for being with you all on this evening. We'd like to extend a happy Father's Day to all the fathers throughout the world. We certainly celebrate you and thank you for the love and the guidance that you've shared with us, your children. We thank you. It's an exciting day. I've been blessed today to spend time with my husband and his daughter and our son-in-law, our grandchildren, my father, my stepfather, my brothers. It's just been a wonderful day of love to share and celebrate these wonderful men in our lives. And so, again, we say happy Father's Day. We pray that this has been a tremendous day for you, a tremendous blessing in your life, and we know that you have been a blessing to so many others. So this week, our lesson is coming from 1 Thessalonians. The topic is actions speak. Actions speak. So, Father, we thank you for this teaching time. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that will move through me, that will speak to me and through me. We thank you that the words will come forth with power, with authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that it will perform that which you're sending it forth to do. God, we pray now for the listening audience that are listening to this live broadcast, oh God, and those who will join at a later time. God, we thank you for these seeds that are being sown in good ground. Now, God, have your way, that they would see and hear none of Valerie, but they would hear you and they would obey your word. We thank you for it now, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So again, we're going to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'll be reading in your hearing verses 1 through 12. This is coming from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads this way. Finally, brothers and sisters, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you learned from us how you ought to live and how to please God, as in fact you are doing, you should do some more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication, that each one of you know how to control your own body in holiness and honor, not with lustful passions like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one wrong or exploit a brother or sister in this matter, because the Lord is an avenger in all these things, just as we have already told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God did not call us to impurity, but in holiness. Therefore, whoever rejects this rejects not human authority, but God, who also gives his Holy Spirit to you. Verse 9, now concerning love of the brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anyone write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. And indeed, you do love all the brothers and sisters throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, beloved, to do so more and more, to aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, and to work with your hands as we directed you, so that you may behave properly towards outsiders and be dependent on no one. Thus ended the reading of the word. Again, that was 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12 from the New Revised Standard Version. So again, our topic, actions speak. Now in this passage of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 3, Paul is emphasizing that it's God's will for the believers to be sanctified. The Greek word translated sanctification refers to holiness. And we know the word says that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So we understand that Christians, believers, I have to say believers because Christian, the word Christian now is being used so frequently and being used without context, being used without thought to relationship, but being used as if it gives you a means to a social club. So I'm going to say those who believe on Jesus Christ. Believers are to be holy, dedicated distinctly to the Lord, which means that we've got to mind our conduct. Verse 3 specifically speaks to our sexual conduct. For instance, we are to keep away from all forms of immorality, including sexual sin. It's a blessing that at the moment of salvation, we are declared the righteousness of God. Do you realize that? We become justified through the blood that Jesus shed. And as we are living this life, as we are being conformed to the working of the Holy Spirit, which dwells within us, we are being conditioned, morally conditioned, to please God in all things. In this text, Paul, the apostle, is marking the beginning of a teaching where he's giving us practical guidelines for how to live in ways that please God. I hear people say, and I heard someone say today, even on the radio, I am trying to be the best dad I can be. And I ask my husband, why is he not just being the best dad he can be? Why does he have to try to be? Why can't he just be? And I think so often that we, as believers, we say, I'm trying, but are we really trying? Why aren't we doing? Why aren't we doing? Why aren't we living upright? Why aren't we doing more? Now, even in this passage of Scripture, he says, in verse 1, he said, as you learned from us how you ought to live and please God, and in parentheses, as in fact you are doing. So here he is sending this letter to those who know how to do and have been doing, not trying, but actually doing. But here he's not just encouraging, he's urging them, almost commanding them to live a certain lifestyle in such a way to please God. He's compelling them to operate in self-control. Now, in our Bible study in these last few weeks, I thank God for each one of them and how we have been growing in the knowledge of God. Our relationship with God has been increasing. Our walk has been becoming more assured. Our faith is increasing. And our behavior is pleasing unto the Lord because we are applying the word and making the necessary changes. And here in this passage of Scripture, Paul is urging the believers that they have to have self-control and be virtuous and upright. See, and he talked about the Gentiles in this passage of Scripture. The Gentiles, not knowing God and his ways, did whatever they wanted to do. They indulged in lustful passions. They did their thing. But God is saying, I'm requiring, I need more. And Paul was urging us, compelling us, that we need to do more in order to please God. Now, when I looked at this passage of Scripture and as I was reading through some things, this took me over to Matthew. Matthew 5, 3 through 11. Yeah, you know those, right? The Beatitudes. The Beatitudes. Matthew 5, 3 through 11 reads this way. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you. Now that's the New International Version of Matthew 5, 3 through 11, the Beatitudes. And so when you look at the Beatitudes and you look at what the Apostle Paul was speaking to us in Thessalonians, in 1 Thessalonians 4, it's like the same kind of vein where we are being encouraged and compelled that if we live a certain way, if we do things in a certain manner, we will be blessed. If we have self-control and we do those things that are right in the sight of God, living holy, then we will be blessed. So these are some practical thoughts to aid us in this walk, because I know often people find themselves in a hard place. They find themselves in a place where they're feeling let down, beat down, whatever the case may be. You know, some of us have been in a place where we just felt depressed because we didn't know where to turn, who we could trust, what to do next. And we allowed that spirit to rest on us too long, and we allowed a spirit of depression to come in. And once that came in, we fell back to the things of the world, not trusting God, not believing his word, not even considering the fact that the price that Jesus paid on the cross, not considering the gift of salvation, not considering the relationship of the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside, not considering these things, we fall back. We fell back. But these are something that we can do, because our actions do speak. This is something we can do. We can show commitment to God. We need to lay aside our own agendas, lay aside our desires, lay aside our plans, and follow Jesus. The word says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If you stop placing an emphasis on you and what you want, because people are watching, your actions are speaking, but if you place all of that effort and commitment on Jesus, on following him, on being that disciple, by being that living epistle, being read of men, putting all your energy and your resources for him to use you, to show forth that you trust him, that you're allowing him to guide you in all truth, that action will speak volumes. Be committed to Christ. Another thing back in the day, some years ago, we wore these bracelets, and they were on your license plate and keychains and dog tags, WWJD. What would Jesus do? So even as it is that the Apostle Paul is urging us, compelling us to live right, to have some self-control, ask yourself, what would Jesus do? Be a vessel of honor, being attentive to the situations that you encounter while you're walking this journey. Be attentive and mindful not to react to everything that happens, but to respond according to the Word of God. Respond according to what the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you is speaking to lead you in a way that you won't even offend a brother or sister. It talked about it. We've got to live so that people want to cry out, what must I do to be saved? I'm looking and I'm listening. Another thing that we can do is to operate with the mind of Christ. The same way we would ask the question when we are being posed with a situation, what would Jesus do in this thing? Wake up every day and ask the Lord, God, create in me a clean heart, renew the right spirit in me. God, let me operate with the mind of Christ. When you go through this walk, because your actions are speaking, walk through in such a way that you walk through knowing that God is watching, but begin to see things through the eyes of God. Try to see others with the eyes of God, knowing that we've all come short. We all came short at one point in time. We came short of the glory of God, but by grace through faith. Come on. Only because God loved us so much so that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus the Christ, to die on the cross that we might have life and have it more abundantly because of that relationship. Begin to see people, your brothers and sisters, through the eyes of God. Not the eyes of man, where we judge each other, some based on race, creed, or color. We all have the same blood. We all have the same Father who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He loves us all the same. And when we begin to look at our brothers and sisters through the eyes of God and not judge someone based on what you might think they are or who you might think they are, don't you dare judge a brother and sister. See them through the eyes of God. Oftentimes you're going to miss something. You're going to miss a blessing that God has for you because you looked at an individual and you tried to size them up, thinking that you're the only one that's holy and righteous and you're the only one that's got the Holy Ghost and you're the only one that knows the Word. And come on, the Word tells us sometimes we are in the midst of angels unaware. You better stop it. And start seeing your brothers and sisters through the eyes of God. I got to tell you all, I bless God for Dave and Ann Bergeron and their ministry in Gloucester, Virginia. I thank God for Crossroads Ministries. I thank God that even on yesterday, we had a fellowship where they took care of some kingdom business. But it was an opportunity for people who love God and who understand their purpose in the kingdom of God could sit around with oneness of spirit and share the goodness of God and no one look at anyone based on the color of their skin. None of that. We were all beautiful in God's eyes. We all had a common denominator, and that was our love for Jesus Christ and wanting to spread the word of God to build up God's kingdom. We were able to see each other through God's eyes. And then, my brothers and sisters, we've got to be genuine in love. You've got to put love to action. Don't just love those who are like you or who you or think like you. Don't just love those who love on you. Come on, love, love. We've got to love everyone. Word tells us that love covers a multitude of sin. We've got to love even those who've done all manners of evil against us, who've done us wrong, who've talked about us, who've scandalized our names. We've got to even love them. And we can be hopeful. Don't be so despondent. Lift up your head and understand that the King of Glory is coming in. They say, who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord is there. He's with you. But he's urging you, look, when you're going through some things, I need you to check yourself. I need you to check yourself. I need you to look at your lifestyle. Because your actions are speaking. I need you to control yourself. Come on. We have a relationship with God. And at that moment that we received the gift of salvation, we were made the righteousness of God. We became justified in that moment to receive that which the Lord has for us. But because this is often a transformative walk that we go through, that we sometimes have to go through processes in order to get to the place where we're truly trusting God for everything in our lives. A part of that is being sanctified, being holy. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to hear anything about holiness. They just want to hear that we go to church, that we sing on the choir, that we usher on the door. But God wants us holy. He wants us to utilize some self-control. He wants us to live a virtuous and upright life before him. God can help us. We've got some work to do on our own, but God can help us to maintain vigilance over our thoughts and actions. He can help us by doing those things and by us making right decisions, by us operating in love and committing to Christ and being Christ-like in our conduct and thinking the way that Christ would think and being zealous for the Word of God. If we're doing those things, God will help us. He'll even help us when it comes to the things, even as we go back to this in verse 5. He'll help us with the lustful passions. He'll help us with all those things. The Word tells us that, you know, when you're confronted with a challenge and you feel like your back is up against the wall, God will give us a way of escape. But it's up to us to take it. We hear too many stories of people, even as the Word speaks about in the last days, how the very elite will compromise. They'll be bamboozled. That's my daughter's word. But they'll find themselves compromising, becoming corrupt, giving in to the sins of the flesh. Not being the witness for Christ, not being the ambassador for God here in the earth, as they declared they would. My brothers and sisters, this evening, you have got to know that your actions speak. I have a very vocal face. Even when my mouth is closed, my face talks. And God has helped me to temper that because I'm expressive. I know that I'm expressive, and I am such that, especially when it comes to the things of God, when I see things out of order, it would show on my face. Didn't always go over real well most of the time. And so I've asked God to help me in that, because I really want to be a witness. I really want to show forth his love. I want my actions to speak such that I can help build God's kingdom, that through love, others will be compelled to come kingdom. And so in that, even though I'm doing good, I know that I've still got some more and more to do to please God in all my ways. I'm grateful today for my growth in God, that I'm able to embrace all my brothers and sisters, race, creed, and color, that I'm able to pray for those who've done all manners of evil against me, who've said things against me. I can pray for them, where there was a time that I didn't want to pray. I didn't want them blessed. I'm being honest with you, but I'm grateful today for what God did in me. And because he did it in me and he has no respect of person, I know that he's able to do it for you. My brothers and sisters, our actions speak. And even as the Apostle Paul was urging us in 1 Thessalonians 4, I, Pastor Val, am urging you today. Make the necessary changes so that your walk, your talk, your life, and your legacy can show forth God's glory. Live your life in a way such that someone would cry out, "What must I do to be saved? What do I have to do?" And you can lead them right down Romans Road to a relationship with our Father who is in heaven, who loves us so much so, so that they can be empowered. And because of the word and because of the relationship with Christ, as they are empowered, they're going to take the responsibility to empower someone else. Our actions speak, my brothers and sisters. Allow the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you to do the work that Jesus gave him to us for. Let him lead us. Let him guide us into all truth. Let him comfort us. Let him keep us. Let's make the right decisions to glorify God in all that we say and do, because our actions speak. Let's be mindful of the Beatitudes in Matthew 5:3-11, about how we can be blessed when we do that which God is requiring of us. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for how you've blessed us, for how you're encouraging and empowering us with your word to live a life holy and acceptable before you. God, we thank you for the manifested power that your people will exemplify through this teaching. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us this evening. I pray that this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me and those here at the Empowerment Place. We ask you to join us again next Sunday for another tremendous teaching. It's our prayer that Pastor Linda Brown of Agape Ministries will be with us to share. And until then, know that we're praying for you. If you have any prayer requests, please send them to us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. As always, we encourage you daily, do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower someone else. We love you. God bless. Until next time.